We're going to actually finish chapter 12 in Romans today, and it's a kind of a finality of all of Romans 12 and all of what Paul has been talking about in Romans so far. To prepare your mind for this, I want to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 15 through 18. See that no one repays another with evil for evil. Isn't that kind of what we've been talking about the last couple of weeks? Make sure that no one repays evil another with evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for one another and for all people. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Good words for us today. Let's pray. Lord, I want to thank you for this day that we've come to worship. Lord, I pray that as we celebrate Palm Sunday, Lord, and this week as we look to the death of Jesus Christ and then the resurrection next Sunday, Lord, I pray that you'll work in our hearts this week and help us to be mindful of all that you've done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to Romans 12. I kind of like it if you follow along. It's an incredible text. Romans 12, 17 through 21. Live in Peace is the title. Sermon notes are on the back of your bulletin. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him, and if he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not overcome evil, but overcome evil with good. I have a couple of short illustrations for you. Short illustrations, and they're from my illustration book by Chuck Swindoll. First one says, maybe you heard about the fellow who was told by his physician, yes, indeed, you do have rabies. Upon hearing this, the patient immediately pulled out a pad and a pencil and began to write. Thinking the man was making out his will, the doctor said, listen, this does not mean that you are going to die. There's a cure for rabies. Oh, I know that, said the man. I'm making a list of people I'm going to bite. I don't know what to say about that. We'll go on. Here's another one, really short one here. I saw a cartoon depicting a tiny baby only seconds after birth. The physician had the baby by the feet, holding it upside down and slapping him on the fanny. Instead of crying, the kid was screaming angrily, I want a lawyer. Now, most of you know Charles Schulz, and I believe that his cartoon series, Charlie Brown, hits so many people right where they're at because it's so real. It's real life stuff. And I think that these two illustrations are so real. They're funny, yes, certainly. But they're so real, it makes you stop in your tracks and you think, I hope, the intention was that you're thinking about how do I respond to people who hurt me? Or how do I respond to people who violate me? Do you automatically think, I'm going to hurt them back? I'm going to call a lawyer? Our main text today is verse 18, and it says, so far as it depends on you, your answer and your response to those who sin against you is what matters most. Not what other people do, but what your response is. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for this text. And as we work through it, Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit will speak to each one here. I pray that you'll help us to be a forgiving congregation, one that doesn't necessarily turn a blind eye, but one who is forgiving of the sins of those who sin against us, free of bitterness and strife in our life and in our heart. Amen. Verse 17, Romans 12:17, if you have your Bibles. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. In the last couple of weeks, we've talked about a lot about humbling ourselves, just like Jesus did by coming to earth. He humbled himself, even becoming a man, and then being obedient to God, being obedient even to the point of death. We're commanded in Scripture to love in the same way that Jesus loved. I love to ask people, how did Jesus love us? Huh? Without reserve. But how? He died. He gave of himself, certainly without reserve, but he gave everything that he had. He came to earth. He was the creator. And then he obeyed his Father and came to earth and obeyed him even unto death. And we are to love other people in the same way that Jesus loved us. Are you hearing me? Love other people in the same way. 3 weeks ago, we talked about being devoted to one another in brotherly love. Last week, we talked about living in harmony, putting your desires and your wishes on the shelf and doing what other people, not selfishly, but putting your own wishes aside, living for the other person. We mentioned last week about blessing those who curse you, blessing those who hurt you, and not cursing. This means that we need to learn the commandment and the art of forgiving. And I believe it is an art. It takes work, daily giving your life to love those who hurt you. So today we have never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. You know, I don't, if I asked you who has hurt you in the past, I don't think anybody here would hesitate. Oh, let's see, I wonder who has hurt me. I think the memories are raw, and I think the memories are there. It wouldn't take you very long to say, this is who hurt me, and this person, and this person, and this person. I think they're right there. Never pay back evil for evil. Then respect what is right in the sight of all men. I want to propose to you today that if you are concentrating on the bad that someone did for you, if you are concentrating on the bad, if you will not let yourself forget the bad, you will not be able to forgive. You will not be able to forgive. So start the forgiveness process now. We talked about that last week. It's a process. I've had people in my office and I say, you need to forgive that person? And they say, I have. But the words coming in our mouth are saying, no, I have not forgiven that person. I say, you need to forgive that person now. And 5 seconds again, when that memory comes back, you need to forgive that person again and again and again until the text we had last week, remember, bless and not curse, until you can actually pray that God will bless that person and be happy when God blesses that person. then you have forgiven. That's a tall order. Verse 18, if possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. I love this verse. And I don't know how many have looked on the webpage since yesterday, sometime. I don't remember when it was. I posted a new post. I concentrated on this verse. It's an incredible verse. The underlying thought is that we are not to look at others and what they do. We're not to look at others. You are responsible for one person. Who is that? Yep. I'm responsible for me, and you are responsible to you. If you are forgiving someone else or trying to forgive someone else and they are not responding in like, what's the verse say? If possible, so far as it depends on you, live at peace with all men. I've done quite a bit of evangelism through the years. A lot of people that I come to, they say things like, if I share with them that Jesus has come to the earth to save us from our sins, and the only way to receive eternal life is to accept the free gift through what Jesus has done, these people, many of them, will turn to me and whoever's with me and say, well, I'm a pretty good person. And compared to most, I'm pretty righteous. I don't lie. Don't talk about other people. In fact, I'm just plain pretty good person compared to most. But you see what? God doesn't grade on the curve. How many, can I just ask, how many good students are in the room? Raise your hand if you think you're a good student, okay? We've got a couple, okay? How many of you good students were high school, you did pretty good, but in the class where the teacher graded on the curve, you did mediocre? Huh? You know what I'm talking about? The teacher thought, well, everybody, you know, we're going to average out the grade. So if you do really well this person did really poor, we're going to kind of even the playing field a little bit. Well, that's not the way God does. He doesn't grade on the curve. He grades according to what you have done. If at all possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. So if you are in the process of forgiving someone, and they are not cooperating, what are you to do? Someone help me out. What are you to do? Forgive them anyway. So far as it depends on you, do your part. Do your part. Forgive those who sin against you. The last part of this verse, be at peace with all men. Most people think, and I used to be part of that group, that to be at peace with someone means that there is no outward hostility. So if we can hide the situation under a rug or be kind about it, that the problem leaves. Okay, we've removed the situation outwardly, but there's still outward or inward anxiety in your heart. So how many history buffs? I know that there's a couple. Civil War history buffs. In the middle of the Civil War, there was a lot of strife, right? Killing each other, family against family. North against the South, it didn't really matter. If you were on this side, you were killing the people on that side, and if it was your family, then you were just killing. So what happened? What happened when the peace treaty was signed? Was there peace? Really? There wasn't peace? No. there wasn't peace. You see, peace only comes from forgiveness. And there was a lot of hurt in the Civil War. And there was a lot of forgiveness that had to take place. So make sure that you do your part. Make sure that you do your part. Peace only comes from forgiveness. Verse 19. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. I had a friend in high school that used to quote this quite often, actually. And it was more of a joke, but, you know, as I was working on the sermon, I'm like, wow, both his memories came back. I remember him saying it like it was yesterday. And he would say it like this, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And I love doing the Lord's work. Oh, we need to learn what that verse means. Do not become the judge. God is the judge. God is the judge. Many times we take revenge by saying, I'm just simply not going to talk to that person. That'll show them. Well, you know what? That doesn't really work. What really happens in a situation like that is bitterness develops, and the situation becomes worse in your life, not better. The problem isn't fixed. It's only magnified. We need to learn how to forgive. We need to learn how to forgive. You know what? This is the last message on forgiveness. So I'm going to really pour it on. That's what the text is about. The last 3 weeks. One day Jesus is going to come back and he is going to be the judge. He is going to be judge. In the meantime, we need to learn to let go. As it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Verse 20. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. And if he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap burning coals on his head. Proverbs 15:1 says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. So instead of retaliating when someone does something against you, love your enemy. Instead of retaliating, love your enemy. If they are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. Literally, this means treat your enemies what? With kindness. Treat your enemies with kindness instead of contempt. You know, sometimes I do the right thing. Not very often, but sometimes I do the right thing. Years ago, I used to do some landscaping right out of high school age for about 10 years. I was a foreman of this crew. One of the guys on our crew was a ex-Navy guy, and he was so tired of the military life, you know, being told when to do this and being told when to do this and all the politics of all of that. The other two guys on our crew were brothers, and they were football players, ready for a fight at any time, and they were strong. This particular time in this story here, we were working on a big job. It was a townhouse complex, and we had a ton of trees to put in. And we had missed work for 2 days because it rained solid for 2 days. So when we got back to work, the president of the association came up to us and was screaming at us. You guys weren't here to water the trees. Well, my Navy friend, he pricked the nerve with him, and he started to flare up, and he started to yell back. And these two football players, Con and Mike, they were ready to fight. This president of the association was in a three-piece suit, had shiny black shoes, three-piece suit. He thought of himself as pretty something else special. So I told the three guys, I thought we were going to have a fight on our hands. I told those guys to go down over about a block away and start planting those trees. And I looked to the guy, I smiled, and I introduced myself, shook his hand, and I said, would you come with me for a little bit? So we walked up the sidewalk just a ways. And on this side of the sidewalk, there was a little bit of a hill. And it rained so much that the sidewalk was covered with mud. So I'm walking right up the sidewalk, and he started complaining about, I can't go on there, I'm going to get my shoes all muddy. Well, I just simply looked at him, and I said, you know what, my friend? That's why we weren't here for the last 2 days. God took care of the trees for you. Well, I found out later that there was a telephone guy that was working, and he told my boss what had happened. And so I was encouraged because my boss's name was Emilio Veramontes. Emilio came up to me and says, thank you so much for responding in the way you responded. It made a difference in that situation. Now, I could probably tell you 10 other stories where I didn't respond correctly, but you understand, we need to be kind to other people even when they are not kind to us. A soft answer turns away wrath. The burning coals here part could be, there's one of two explanations that I really struggle with this one. You know, sometimes when someone is disgruntled against us and they come to us in anger, and we just simply say, hi, Jared. It's so good to see you today. They, in turn, are self-condemned. They might be all of a sudden thinking like, whoa, I'm angry with him, but he's treating me so kind. On the other hand, we know that Jesus is going to come someday and be the judge. Matthew 24 talks about him coming and splitting everybody up, goats on the left and the sheep on the right, and judging the nations. And those on the left, he's going to send to hell. Burning coals on your head. No matter which the meaning really is, it doesn't really matter. The fact is that we need to treat our enemies with respect and honor, doing our best to treat them the way Jesus treats us. Verse 21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. What a great way to end chapter 12. Kind of sums it all up. Do not overcome evil, but overcome evil with good. Sometimes when we let our emotions get the best of us, Satan gets into our hearts. You know, Satan has come to kill and destroy. Did you know that? And when we give in to his wishes, he destroys us. John 10:10, in closing, listen to this very closely. The thief comes to kill and destroy, but Jesus says, I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. Friends, we need to learn to forgive so that we can live abundant and fruitful lives. If we do not forgive, or if we are unwilling to forgive, Satan has won the battle in our heart. Is that what you want? I hope not. I found a great text for the benediction today. Sometimes God is incredible. Well, most of the time God is incredible. Listen to this. 1 Peter 3:8 through 12. It starts out, the first three words, to sum up. Isn't that what you want in a benediction? Here's what we just talked about. Well, I want to say for the last 3 weeks, here's what we've talked about. To sum up, all of you be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit, not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead. For you are called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing. For the one who desires life, to love and see God's days, must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. He must turn away from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears attend to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Amen. Have a great week.